Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, it's a Monday, and we have some sad stuff to talk about because of what happened over the weekend. And as you know, the promo that runs over the weekend about this show is what happens on the weekend never stays on the weekend, and we make sure of that. We're also talking about some new stuff that is going on. The New York City police officer who was involved in the chokehold death of Eric Garner in New York City has been fired, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of a conversation about that. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. And of course, we've been talking about the death of Nancy Parker from Fox 8. This was something that just captured everybody's attention over the weekend. And, you know, I was really impressed. I put this on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. A comment about how the other television stations that are in heated competition with Fox 8 really treated Nancy Parker like she was one of their own. And I can tell you that the broadcast community is not always that tightly bonded. And so for Channel 4, for example, to have gone to such lengths to do these extended stories on Nancy Parker and who she was, you know, vicariously giving publicity to their competition, Fox 8. I thought that was very bold of them. And it was just a reminder that, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we could just sometimes put the competition that inspires hate, that we could just put that aside? And one of the comments on my Facebook page was, why can't Republicans and Democrats act that way? And it's a great point. You know, we're so locked into competition with politics and with everything that we have a hard time just appreciating human beings. And so that's what I saw in the coverage of the death of Nancy Parker outside of Fox 8, was that she was treated as a human being, as a person. And the other stations were not afraid to say, Nancy Parker, Fox 8. And I just thought that said a lot about local media. I wrote an op-ed blog about the death of Nancy Parker. It's titled, Why the Death of Nancy Parker Touched So Many People. And I try to share my feelings on why it touched so many people. That's on our website right now, WWL.com. We'll also have it on the Facebook page a little bit later. We've also been talking about just the other deaths that have taken place. Passing away yesterday was Kathleen Blanco, a former Louisiana governor who was governor of the state in a very, very difficult time. I remember a lot of blame being placed on her for how everything transpired after Katrina. Was it her? Was it the Bush administration? Did they throw her under the bus? A lot of conversation about that. Also, longtime DJ CJ Morgan passed away. I did not know him. And you know, everybody in the business doesn't really know everybody else. And I never knew him, but he was a significant part of the lives of many other people. And also, fishing charter guide Tofield Bourgeois died in a plane crash yesterday. You know, small planes don't crash often. But for two small plane crashes to have killed a couple of people over the weekend and in the span of just a couple of days is very, very unusual. Hey, if you want to join us with a comment about any of this that we're talking about or your feelings about Nancy Parker or Kathleen Blanco, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, I felt a real loss when Bill Elder died as well. Both Bill and Nancy Parker spoke to the audience as if they knew you. Very personable. I believe that Angela Hill has that gift as well. Angela Hill definitely does have that gift. And that's what it was about Nancy Parker. It wasn't just a TV anchor. It was somebody who resonated with the audience. Somebody who made you feel like you knew her, even if you didn't know her. I told you, I met her once and was very happy to meet her. but I didn't know her, but I felt like I knew her from the times that I watched her on television. And I want to once again just take a moment to recognize the work that Lee Zurich and Kim Holden did on the 5 o'clock news Friday. Because we had heard about the plane crash. It happened around 3 o'clock. We'd heard that a plane had crashed. Two people were dead. Well, I found out from a source after the show in my office, before 5 o'clock, I found out from a source that one of those dead was Nancy Parker. So if I knew that, Lee Zurich and Kim Holden had to know. But while they were waiting for people to be notified of her death, they were just reporting the story as two people died in a plane crash. They had to know that one of them was their friend and colleague, Nancy. And I just had a lot of respect. I could see it on their faces. The way they did that story and every other story was so solemn. But they didn't say anything because they were professional and they did their job. From uptown, Elwin, you're on WWL.
Yes, I'd like to pass my condolences on to the Parker family. And I was shocked, too, when I heard it. I was really shocked when I heard it.
Well, it was a shock because, you know, it was not expected. I mean, she wasn't sick. She was just taken from us. And when those things happen and we don't know why, we don't have an explanation as to why, it is shocking.
Yeah, it was shocking. Believe me, it was shocking to me because I used to check her out. I'll tell you what, they showed a film on her during Mardi Gras. And it looked like she was having a good time during Mardi Gras on Channel 8. They showed a good film of her, and I enjoyed it.
Well, Elwin, that's the secret of a good personality, is that they are able to convey their feelings to you. Whether they're happy or sad, they make you feel what they feel. And these are the characteristics of really good TV and radio personalities.
Right. Thank you, Scoot.
All right, Elwin, I appreciate the call. Here's a text that says, Art was Evan's uncle, not his father. I apologize for that. That family tree, we checked on it, and I thought I had that right. But I thought Aaron Neville was Ivan's uncle, and that Art Neville was Ivan's dad. Anyway, today is Ivan Neville's 60th birthday, so we mentioned that in addition to playing Dumpster Funk. Just a song or two ago. Here is an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Are you gaining confidence that police departments across the country are doing a better job of policing the police? 60% say yes and 40% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Ian, do we have that comment from the New York City police chief? New York City Commissioner James O'Neill talked earlier today announcing the breaking news that the police officer involved in the chokehold death of Eric Garner in New York has been fired.
A man with family lost his life, and that is an irreversible tragedy. And a hardworking police officer with a family, a man who took this job to do good, to make a difference in his home community, has now lost his chosen career. And that is a different kind of tragedy.
Yeah, two people lost in this situation. And, when I heard James O'Neill, the New York police commissioner, talking about this, you know, he admitted that when he was a police officer on the street, he may have made similar mistakes. But when you make those mistakes, you have to be held accountable. And there was also a lot of information about what this police officer could have done instead of him doing what he did. So are you gaining confidence that police departments across the country are doing a better job of policing the police? That's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And if you've got a comment, the number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot. We're coming back. This is WWL. Well, you know, nobody's supposed to break the law, but it's particularly shocking when the police break the law. It doesn't happen often, but it happens, and I personally feel good because I personally think that police departments are doing a better job of policing the police. And look, the great majority, the overwhelming majority of police officers are great, great people. and they do their jobs every day, and they do their jobs right. And some police officers, I don't think they have malicious intent. They just sometimes make mistakes and don't do their jobs properly. Some may have malicious intent, but not all of them. But we are held accountable for our behavior. And especially when somebody dies as a result of our behavior, whether it's on the street or in uniform, we are to be held accountable. And so NYPD today announced the firing of the police officer who was involved in the chokehold death of Eric Garner in New York. What Eric Garner was doing, nobody's justifying what Eric Garner was doing. He was, what, selling bootleg illegal cigarettes or something like that? But there's a way to handle that situation. And the New York Police Department determined that with all the evidence that was gathered, the way this police officer handled it was not the right way to handle it. And there are things that he could have done. We're also talking about the Saints after their second preseason game. Are you encouraged or discouraged? Here's a text that says, Scoot, not discouraged overall, but definitely discouraged if we need Bridgewater this year. It's two games this year and four games last year, no production. So, you know, I'm not impressed. I'm not a coach. I'm not there. They obviously see a lot in Teddy Bridgewater in practice, but you have to be able to do that on the field. And then I've got a text here, and it says that Taysom Hill will be a $20 million quarterback one day. I was really impressed with him. He's getting a lot better. And don't be distracted by everything else that he does. Focus also on just his quarterbacking skills. I mean, could he be? But, you know, a caller earlier, I think it was Eric from Picayune, said, hey, come on, let's not think about the next quarterback. Let's just enjoy the Saints right now with Drew Brees. Shirley, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi. My name is Shirley Mason.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to say Nancy Parker was our back-to-school speaker on last Sunday. And her theme was write your own story to the kids at the church. And what I want to say is she definitely wrote her own story. Very down to earth, my thing to her was, you are very reachable. You're very down to earth.
Yeah.
And her answer was, why shouldn't I be? Very, very nice person.
But Shirley, you and I know that there are people in television who are in the business of just being on TV. They do their job. There are people who seek positions in radio and television, and I've known them throughout my career. They're there more because they want to be famous. They don't enjoy doing the work that it takes to get to be famous. And so that's why somebody like Nancy Parker stands out. And I can see it from my perspective in the business. It's good that other people can see that as well.
Yes, she was a very, very nice person. She's going to be truly missed.
Yep.
In the New Orleans area. My husband is the pastor of First Baptist Church in Paradise. She attended church right down from us. For Mount Airy and Boutique.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out and they stayed with us. She and I ate watermelon together. And just like every day, she didn't look down on no one. She didn't look up on no one. And my question to my husband as a pastor, why somebody so nice had to die such a violent death? And his answer to me was, sometimes things happen in life we have no answer to.
Well, you know, that's the best answer. You know, we want a better answer than that, but that is the best answer. Shirley, I appreciate you sharing that story with us. You know, Billy Joel did a song, Only the Good Die Young. And it's sad because there are so many people. Think about it. There are so many people that, hey, if they died, the world would be a better place. But that was not the case with Nancy Parker. And it's really difficult to try to answer that question of why. And I guess we just accept what is. From Marrero, Martinez, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Thank you so much for taking my call. First,
sure.
I want to say that you have an outstanding show. I listen to you all the time. I don't call in a lot, but I've called in. We spoke before. I wanted to say about Tophia and Nancy Parker. I knew both of them personally. And in 1999, I had the privilege of going fishing with Tophia personally. And outstanding guy. This guy knew the waters. He could look at the water and knew exactly where to go for fishing. Nancy Parker, I met a few times as well. In 2012, I actually did a cooking segment with Liz Reyes at the studio, and I prepared some crawfish beignets. And when the segment was over, Nancy Parker was the first one to walk in the studio because she said the smell had gotten her in there, so she said. And Shirley, your last caller, Shirley, said everything perfectly. She was so down to earth, very nice lady. And, you know, like she said, you know, it's a shame that the nice people have to die such a violent death. And I don't mean this in a bad way, but I've always go with a saying in life. I tell a lot of people, in life, you always have to expect the unexpected.
Well, that's true. And whether it happens to you or it happens to somebody that you know and love and care about. Martinez, I appreciate the call. It's true. I mean, you know, life is not guaranteed. Nothing is guaranteed. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why we really have to do a better job of just showing each other basic common courtesy as fellow human beings, as fellow Americans. And as I said earlier, one thing that really stands out in my mind is the way all of the television stations that are in tough competition with each other, they didn't mind paying tribute to somebody from their competition, Fox 8. And WWL, other stations, they did an outstanding job. It was more about the person. It wasn't about the competition. And sometimes we need to let the competition go and just look at each other as people. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot. We're coming back. I'm Scoot, and on this Monday afternoon, it's a time to feel. Feel from the death of Nancy Parker. Feel from the death of former Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco. Bruce Katz joins us from Fox 8. Bruce, good afternoon.
Hey there, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good. I can imagine what all of you are feeling at Fox 8.
Yeah, it's a pretty somber time. You know, Nancy was pretty much the matriarch of the newsroom. She's been here for so long. So many friends. It's family. You know, Scoot, when you work in the business, you work somewhere long enough that, you know, it really becomes a second extended family. And you learn about your problems and your family and your situation and watch the kids grow up. And, you know, Nancy was just, you know, as everybody's been saying, she was just a genuine person. And what we knew of her as a person in person, where many people as a viewer may not have known her, they're actually picking up the vibe of exactly the way she was, as if they did know her in person, because she was always kind, always open to talk to people, and she never judged anybody. I mean, I don't care who you were. She was always willing to help, and also she wanted to tell this story that a lot of people didn't want to tell. And unfortunately, the tragedy happened, and, you know, Fox 8 is just, you know, right now, We're down in the dumps, and it's going to take some time.
Bruce, Friday before the 5 o'clock news, after my show, between the end of my show and the 5 o'clock news on Fox 8, I had learned from a source that it was indeed Nancy Parker. So I knew that Kim Holden and Lee Zurich had to know as well. And I could read their faces. That had to be such a difficult newscast for them to do.
It was.
Because they hadn't announced it at that point.
Right. We knew it. I was actually on vacation, and my GM called me and said, you know, I want you to hear this from me before you hear it from anyone else. We probably knew a good hour and a half in reporting where, you know, out of the respect of, you know, next of kin and the investigation and everything, you know, Rob Masson, one of our reporters, Amanda Roberts, they're on the scene. And,
you know,
we know what plane she went up in. We knew the time she took off. We knew the crash happened, you know, a half a mile from the airport. And to know that it's one of your own, in which every day we report about what we say other people or other people in their situations, this was a family member. And the work that the station did, and I was screaming it at, you know, from vacation, how they held it up was just incredible. I mean, we have an incredible team here, professionalism, and you're right, Scoot. I could see the somber faces. I know these people because they're family, and as I'm watching, I can see Lee, and I can see Kim, and I can see Liz Reyes and Shelley Brown. I can see the pain, and more so even with Rob Masson, who was basically you know, a half a block from the crash. And at that point, you're right, we couldn't say anything, but we knew it. And this team just, they just stepped up to the plate, and this is what we do. And it's tragic, but that's what we do.
Well, and this is just a reminder that, you know, the media is not the enemy of the people, and local media do a great job. And I think sometimes people don't realize how difficult it is to be in that business. And you can imagine Rob Masson or anybody, you know, on the scene knowing who it is, and that's the story you have to cover.
Right. A family member, a mom, a husband, a wonderful person. She has reached out to so many people, you know, with the St. Jude Dream Home. She spearheads that every year. And, you know, we're one of the top markets in the United States that raises money locally with our Dream Home. And Nancy took that as a major project to help kids. And she has so many accolades that we just had a station meeting around an hour ago that you can't go on because it would take all day to tell what she was involved in and what she did and the people she met and the people she touched and the people that she did not know and the people that did not know her. Just from all the different responses on social media, it's as if Scoot, they knew her, because that's the Nancy that we know.
Well, and that's the quality that she had, and not everybody on television has that quality of reaching out and making you feel like you know them and they know you. So this has got to be a tough time at Fox 8, and I'm getting texts here that says, please give my condolences to the broadcasting family, and so I'll give that to you. I mean, my condolences and thoughts and prayers. I said a prayer for her in church yesterday, and her family and her kids. Husband said a prayer for her at church yesterday, and, you know, at this point, that's all I can do. But, you know, the other thing, Bruce, is I think one thing that we can all do is learn from Nancy. And, you know, maybe God wanted this to happen for a reason. And maybe we're supposed to learn to be better people because of who she was and how she did what she did. We should all be more genuine. We should all be more like Nancy.
Right. Well, her husband, Glenn, you know, on a closing note, Scoot, I worked with him at another local TV station for 16 years, and, you know, I've been friends with them for many, many years. And what Glenn put out today is that when he went to his pastor and he said, why me? Yeah. Why Nancy? And what he said was, she was on loan to you. You didn't own her. She was on loan. And eventually, when things are loaned to you, you have to give them back. And I never really thought of it that way. And on the air, I actually brought that up, that same thing that Glenn wrote. And it's a really interesting concept of, she was gone way too young, but for whatever reason, she was called back. Yeah. And as tragic as it is, you may be right, Scoot. It may be just, you know, she was put here for the lessons and the beautiful children she has and the beautiful wife and, you know, the beautiful daughter. It's just hard to wrap your head around. But, you know, I want to tell everybody out there who have called the newsroom, the memorial in front of our station is growing. And, you know, just to give a big thank you. You know, this is not about competition. This is not about getting out there and, you know, using this. I mean, Nancy was, she was just a family member. She was just a lovely person. And the people that have reached out and the beautiful things that have been said, from the emails to the phone calls, believe it. You know, Fox 8 is really reading everything that you guys write, on top of it's helping to ease the pain. And, you know, we really, really appreciate it. We're a part of the community. Yeah. Many of us grew up here, and, you know, it does not go unnoticed.
And Bruce, people touch our hearts, but sometimes people leave their fingerprints.
Right.
And Nancy Parker had that ability. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts and feelings with us, and thanks for calling in.
Absolutely, Scoot. Take care.
All right, Bruce Katz from Fox 8. If you want to join us for the comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. We're also talking about the Saints' second preseason game. They beat the Chargers, but it wasn't always pretty, especially in the first half. Bobby Hebert talks about the battle of two halves, and that's a story featured on our website at WWL.com. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be right back. I'm Scoot. This is a day to feel. This is the first time we've gotten together since The tragic death of Nancy Parker. Here's a quick update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Are you gaining confidence that police departments across the country are doing a better job of policing the police? 71% say yes. 29% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And from Covington, Steve, welcome to our show. Hello, Steve. All right, we'll put Steve on hold. And from Houma, Andre, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, long-time listener, man. I really enjoy your show.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
I wanted to share something that I saw on the Baton Rouge local media coverage of Nancy's death. She, as a very young reporter back in the 90s, worked at WAFB. And I remember when I was at LSU watching her. And over the weekend, they interviewed a longtime anchor at WAFB, George Sells, who's retired now. And he shared this really beautiful story about Nancy. When she was a young reporter, she covered this story about a couple that had lost all their possessions in a house fire. And their dog perished in the fire as well. And Nancy was so touched by that couple and their story. As a young reporter, she went out and immediately bought them a new dog. And George shared that story yesterday on WAFB. And that's just the kind of person she was. She was just obviously a wonderful person. I didn't know her personally, but I kind of felt like I knew her because I've been watching her both in Baton Rouge when I lived there and then also in New Orleans. So just a tremendous loss.
Yeah. Andre, I appreciate you sharing that with us. And that's the key. If you didn't know her, you felt like you knew her. I mean, I met her once. She talked to me. We had a conversation. But I felt like I knew her from watching her on television. And here's Nancy Parker.
Is set to music, rejoicing in good times and bad.
Now these renovations will not only put a new coat of paint on some old memories, they will also bring new life to an almost forgotten downtown. In Opelika, I'm Nancy Parker.
You know, one thing I really respected about her was she was a tough journalist, but she didn't lose her humanity. And you know, sometimes when you have to be tough in life, sometimes when you've got a tough job and you've got to talk about ugly things and report on ugly things, sometimes that affects you and you lose your humanity. People like Nancy Parker don't lose their humanity. In fact, we live in a world where there's so much harshness and so much hate that it's almost as if people think that hate is a compelling element, that hate is part of getting an audience, that you need to hate to attract people. And I think what we learned from Nancy is that that's not true. I wrote a blog about her. It's on our website at WWL.com titled Why the Death of Nancy Parker Touched So Many People. And again, that's on our website at WWL.com. I'll post it on the SOTA, Scoot on the Air Facebook page after the show. I'm sure it will be up on the WWL Radio Facebook page as well. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. All right, happy birthday today to singer of Deep Purple, Ian Gillan. 74 years old today. Deep Purple's going to be in concert Sanger soon. And I've already told you on the show how to get your tickets. It is a Monday afternoon, August the 19th. I'm Scoot. It looks like we've got some rain in the area. You might be in some rain right now. And you know, I hate to keep making this reminder, but it seems so obvious to me and you and so many of us. You know, turn your lights on and don't use your hazard lights if you're in the rain. At WWL, every Saints fan is a VIP. And that's why we want you to experience the new Saints VIP tailgate experience at Benson Tower. Listen to Sports Talk every weekday to win a pair of tickets. 3 hours before kickoff. This is what you get. 3 hours before kickoff of a Saints home game. All you can eat, all you can drink. Yeah, but you know, be careful with that. Premium open bar. Delicious buffet from Food Network celebrity chef Aaron May. It overlooks Champion Square. The Superdome's right there. Listen to Sports Talk with Bobby, Deuce, and Christian weekdays during training camp. And when you hear Cam Jordan's cue to call in, call 504-260-WINS. You might want to write that down. 504-260-9467. The lucky number 9 for Drew Brees, the lucky number 9 caller is the winner of the tickets to the new Saints VIP tailgate at Benson Tower. And this is from our partners at Bullseye Group Event. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. BullseyeEventGroup.com. BullseyeEventGroup.com. And Saints Radio. Tickets to the game are not included. All right, so I saw this movie over the weekend that hasn't gotten a lot of attention, but it was an extraordinary movie. I saw it at the Broad Theater. The movie's titled Blinded by the Light, and it's about a Muslim teenager inspired by the lyrics of Bruce Springsteen. We'll talk about that when we come back on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.